This is WBEN Radio News, including the World Tonight and Today in Business. This portion brought to you by Glenn Campbell Chevrolet, now having a special purchase sale on brand new Chevy trucks. I'm Lou Douglas. State Democratic Chairman Joseph Crangle said today that he believes that for the first time ever, Democrats will outnumber Republicans this year in the 8-county western New York area. Part of the reason, Crangle says, is a grassroots effort on voter registration. He said other elements involve the Watergate affair and the record of Governor Rockefeller.
Well, we have a direct parallel, I think, but both with the situation in Washington and in Albany. It's we have seen, well, we consider the Watergate, or we consider the vetoes, or the impounding of funds on the national level, or we see here in Albany a desire to have one-man rule again by the appointment of judges or inspector generals for education or for the courts. A common bond of republicanism, which is very arrogant, and that big brother type that they know best what's for the people.
Crangle also blasted the Nixon administration for the high cost of food and criticized Governor Rockefeller for not permitting a tax break this year. Corporation Counsel Anthony Manguso says that the city of Buffalo will conduct secret hearings on no-show employees. Manguso says the city is interested in testimony from several persons named co-conspirators but not defendants in indictments returned by the so-called no-show grand jury. Manguso says the hearings are part of a departmental investigation to determine whether Sixth Street's department employees should be dismissed or suspended. Manguso says the hearings will be conducted by James Lindner, the city street sanitation commissioner. WBEN News Time, 2 minutes past six.
Stop looking, because they're here at Glenn Campbell Chevrolet and their brand new Chevy trucks. A large shipment of Chevy trucks has rolled into Glenn Campbell Chevrolet. 1/2 and 3/4 ton pickups, love trucks, suburban carryalls. See them all at Glenn Campbell. And Glenn Campbell has the selection, your choice of colors, engines, and transmissions in stock and available for immediate delivery. For trucks, it's Glenn Campbell Chevrolet, 5110 Main Street in Williamsville.
In Buffalo, as many as 25 persons are expected to be indicted later this month in connection with a $1 million fraud scheme. Marty Gleason has the story.
Erie County Assistant District Attorney Thomas Cleary says his office has talked to more than 200 persons, and more than 50 witnesses will have testified by the time the holdover January grand jury has completed its investigation, perhaps next week. Between 15 and 20 persons are scheduled to appear before the panel today. Cleary was asked if the mafia was behind these illegal activities.
Well, we can't say from the evidence that that's the case. And I think it's an organized criminal involvement. Whether or not it's in the classic sense of the old mafia, we have not been able to discover that up to this point, or any connections to any known organized criminal elements here.
The racketeers specialize in stealing checks, U.S. savings bonds, money orders, and credit cards, and number among their victims banks, department stores, discount stores, and supermarkets in western New York. Detective Sergeant James Eberly of the Buffalo Police Department's Fraud Division says the criminals also make up phony companies and use pirated identifications to ply their trade. Marty Gleason, WBEN Radio News.
The Niagara Mohawk Power Corporation and New York State Electric and Gas and five other utility firms say they plan to begin a study on whether to unite in the construction of major power-generating installations. The utilities say the installations would be in operation by the 1980s. Combined, the utilities serve 98% of electric consumers in New York State. Those are the top local and regional stories. Now to CBS for the World Tonight with Douglas Edwards.
As far as we know, John Ehrlichman and H.R. Haldeman were the most important witnesses before the Watergate grand jury today. We don't know what they had to say, but apparently the prosecution feels it's developing a case that might lead to an indictment. Daniel Shore reports.
On reliable authority, it can be reported that the Watergate prosecution believes it has enough evidence to ask indictments against former presidential assistants H.R. Haldeman and John Ehrlichman, former Attorney General John Mitchell, and former presidential counsel John Dean, among others. It's expecting to spend the next several days making the case as watertight as possible, then ask for grand jury action in the next week or two. As of now, it is not planning to wait for confirmation of Elliot Richardson as Attorney General or review by a new supervising prosecutor, since no orders have been received to hold up the indictments. nor is Assistant U.S. Attorney Earl Silbert rushing indictments to avoid such a review or to preempt the Senate Investigating Committee, which opens hearings a week from tomorrow. But the attorney is concerned that the prosecution of the case may be impeded by the Senate investigation, especially if it obtains immunity for Dean. Daniel Shaw, CBS News, Washington.
A young man named Eagle Krogh, Jr. resigned today as Undersecretary of Transportation. Back in 1971, he was the White House aide who hired Howard Hunt and Gordon Liddy to steal Daniel Ellsberg's psychiatric file. CBS News talked to Krogh today.
My motivation at the time was what I felt was necessary for certain vital national security interests. I felt we were in a very severe crisis and that particular action was necessary. And of course, I have great regret that innocent persons may have been injured by this, and I'll do all I can to assume whatever responsibilities need to be assumed from here on out.
Krogh said he hopes that his resignation will be part of a healing process in the nation. His departure means that at least 10 government officials have resigned or been fired because of Watergate and the Ellsberg trial. We'll have more news in a moment.
Call me. Don't be afraid. You can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Call me and I'll be around.
You're down. Get up and call someone you miss. Call Long me. Distance is the next best thing to being there.
Call me. Don't be afraid. You can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Call me and I'll be around. Call me. Call me. Call me. Call me. Call me.
Elliot Richardson testified for the first time today before the Senate Judiciary Committee and did his best to convince its members that they won't have to worry about a fair Watergate investigation if he becomes Attorney General. Neil Strauser reports.
Richardson pleased the committee by saying that he would welcome Senate approval of his choice as special prosecutor. But he ran into problems with Democrat Philip Hart, insisted that he still must have ultimate authority over that prosecutor. Richardson said otherwise there would be no purpose in his taking over the attorney generalship. Hart said the prosecutor should be totally independent to avoid even the appearance of the administration prosecuting itself, and if it came down to that or Richardson not taking the job, Richardson said Hart should go.
I think our first obligation is to ensure that there is an independent prosecutor established. I'm not hung up over the business of reporting or consulting. I am hung up over the business who makes the final decisions.
Some other committee members still thought a compromise possible on the ground rules for the prosecutor's authority, but it seemed clear that until that compromise is hammered out, the committee will not act on Richardson's nomination. Neil Strauser, CBS News, Washington.
The World Tonight continues in 1 minute.
Hi there, this is Jeff Scott. After the automobile race, the winning driver gets the cheers. But don't forget the mechanic behind the driver. The great one who worked for months building, rebuilding, tuning that car to clockwork perfection. Check that mechanic's toolbox. Chances are it's filled with SK tools because he knows SK tools are easier to work with. They're rugged, dependable, they won't let you down. Whether you're a professional mechanic or a fix-it man at home, you can own SK tools at amazing savings. For instance, save $14.41. Pay only $19.88 for a 9-piece standard 7-piece metric combination wrench set. That's value. That's one of 3 money-saving SK Indy specials on sale at hardware and auto parts stores. Use air tools in your business? Don't buy before you check out SK Impact Wrenches. SK Tool Group, Dresser Industries, Incorporated.
The ceasefire fell apart in Lebanon today, and the Air Force struck at Palestinian guerrillas near the Syrian border. We called Bob Allison in Cairo to ask him about the threatening noises that President Sadat is making in behalf of the Palestinians.
Sadat's threat was an implied threat. He didn't come out as clearly as Israel has, or with the menace that the Syrian threat was made. He said simply that Egypt could not accept what was happening to the Palestinians. He didn't say that Egypt was going to come in. He still has the option. But what concerns so many people here is the probability that if the fighting continues and that if the Palestinians do start to get the upper hand, that Israel will go in, because Israel has made it clear many times that she's not going to have a Palestinian government on her borders.
After talking to Bob Allison in Cairo, we talked to Dean Braless in Beirut and found evidence of at least official government optimism.
I have talked to various people in the Lebanese government. They are quite sure in their own minds, without citing the reasons for this assurance, that if Syria or Egypt commits itself to active military help for the Palestinian commandos inside Lebanon, that Lebanon will receive help from outside parties.
Braless said the Lebanese seemed to think the U.S. Sixth Fleet might come to their help if necessary, but the Pentagon says the fleet is following its normal procedures in the Mediterranean. The Wall Street Report in a moment.
Nothing's more frustrating than missing out on a bargain in a product you were just about to buy. Pat Summerall here on behalf of over 4,300 True Value hardware stores to let you in on several hundred bargains and let you know you can check out every one of them easily. Just look through True Value Hardware Store's spring and summer catalog. In it, you'll find special values in hundreds of things people begin to need this time of year, such as lawn and garden equipment, TruTest paint, garden hoses and sprinklers, barbecues, outdoor furniture, air conditioners, sporting equipment, and so on. Many of these items you'll probably be buying anyway, so why not take advantage of the terrific value shown in the catalog? Usually, your local True Value hardware store sends you a copy. But if you missed yours, go in and ask for one. Ask for the spring and summer catalog at the participating True Value hardware store near your home. Check the yellow pages.
Stocks lower on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 949, down 7.5 points. The average price per share was down 23 cents on the New York Exchange, down 0.01 on the price change index on the American. And that's the financial side of the world tonight. Yesterday it was the State Department, today it was the Pentagon, and the tangled tale of Howard Hunt goes on and on. Bob Schieffer reports.
Officials here say Watergate conspirator Howard Hunt asked Pentagon officials several years ago to give him highly classified national defense documents. Pentagon spokesman Jerry Friedheim said the request was dismissed in routine fashion. After all, said Friedheim, Defense Secretary Laird had very specific policies forbidding that sort of thing. It's also believed that Hunt's co-conspirator Gordon Liddy once tried to obtain documents here, but he too was turned down. The incidents occurred in 1971. After the turndowns here, Hunt went to the State Department, where he was given 240 classified documents and cables about Vietnam. After inspecting those messages, Hunt says he forged diplomatic messages designed to discredit the late President John Kennedy. At that time, the late President's brother, Edward Kennedy, was considered a potential candidate for president. Bob Schieffer, CBS News, The Pentagon.
President Nixon is speaking tonight at a Republican fundraising gala in Washington. Bruce Morton sets the scene.
What if they gave a gala and nobody came? Tonight's $1,000 a plate super spectacular, the president, the vice president, the Nashville brass, isn't in that kind of trouble. But the Republican 74 campaign director resigned after reports linking him to campaign spying last year. And dinner organizers who had hoped to raise $2 million now hope in the backwash of the Watergate for half of that. Barry Goldwater sent back his tickets and said the dinner ought to be canceled. Watergate aside, organizers also worry that potential contributors know the committee to re-elect the president has several million dollars left and don't know that's unavailable to the Republican National or Congressional Campaign Committees. The organizers sent out a letter emphasizing that they are separate and that they haven't been accused of doing anything wrong. The Watergate seems to have damaged Republican fundraising, but the Democrats have no complaints at all. They're getting more contributions than usual. Business for their $500 a plate congressional dinner later this month is exceptional, according to one source, booming, according to another. They're going to have little gold bugs for table favors. Water bugs, of course. Bruce Morton, CBS News, Washington.
The World Tonight continues after this message.
Hello, I'm Lucille Ball. The demands of being an actress, comedian, wife, and mother sometimes leave me a little breathless. But the demands of living with a lung-damaging disease are keeping 5 million American children out of breath most of the time, literally. They are handicapped children, not handicapped visibly with braces or crutches, but in their lungs and digestive systems, where cystic fibrosis is taking its toll, and in their respiratory systems because of severe asthma, chronic bronchitis, or childhood emphysema. The National Cystic Fibrosis Research Foundation is helping all of them through 110 care and teaching centers throughout the country and through research to develop a control for the inherited disease, cystic fibrosis. Next time you take a deep breath, how about using it to call your local cystic fibrosis chapter and find out what you can do to help.
The countdown began today on two Saturn rockets poised on the launching pad at Cape Kennedy. The first rocket will launch the first American Sky Laboratory space base on Monday. The second will launch the first three-man crew for it on Tuesday. Reed Collins gives us a perspective on this new and great space venture.
Skylab is the coming of age of the space effort. Glittering as the feat of getting men to the moon and back was, and rewarding as the information brought home may one day become, the Apollo lunar program was a pioneer. Skylab is the homestead of space. The huge laboratory weighs 100 tons. The main compartment is fashioned from the third stage of a Saturn rocket and it's 21 feet in diameter. It consists of a workshop and a crew compartment with sleeping quarters, a dining area, and a bathroom. In this and the two lesser compartments that follow are some 12,000 cubic feet of usable space. Skylab is loaded with enough oxygen, nitrogen, water, and food to last well beyond the eight-month period in which three crews are to come and go. Scores of experiments will be performed. A major one involves a solar telescope to record the changes on the star of our universe and learn more about the tremendous energy machine which is our sun. A unique feature of Skylab, students suggested experiments. More than 3,400 high school students from all over America submitted experiment ideas. 19 were selected and will be flown on Skylab. 17-year-old Judith Miles of Lexington, Massachusetts, wondered how a spider would spin its web in weightless space. A spider, named Arabella, is going aloft to find out. Crystallographers and metallurgists are anxious to see how the metals processing laboratory will work. That's a little blast furnace in which metals will be worked in weightless vacuum, crystals allowed to form. Dr. Harry Gatos of MIT sees efficient new semiconductors growing from this work, materials that may increase dramatically the efficiency of energy consumption here on Earth. And above all, Skylab will tell us how men stand long weightless periods of 28 days and then 56 days. And that answer will answer how far out we may push our homesteads in the universe, our Skylabs of the future. This is Reed Collins, CBS News.
That's the World Tonight, Wednesday, May 9th, as the countdown begins for a new adventure in space. This is Douglas Edwards, CBS News.
The weather, variable cloudiness overnight, a chance of showers, a low in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers tomorrow and tomorrow night. Buffalo temperature, 57 degrees.